welcome to a new podcast where we're breaking through and breaking it down with a new girl, your host, Dawn Piercy. Welcome to a new podcast. My name is Dawn Piercy, and I am your host. Today, I'm bringing you Jay Lene Music. She is from California. She's a singer, songwriter, fashionista, and she's been making gospel music since she was 2 years old. That's right. Jay Lene, welcome to a new podcast. It's great to have you as a new guest. How are
you tonight? Thank you. I am great. I am so happy to be here. And I'm just excited that you have me on your show tonight.
Absolutely. Now, I know it said that you're one of the most promising gospel music artists in the California area. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you started making music, gospel music, at two.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. So it comes from just a long line of family members that sing in the gospel music industry or just sing, period. But both of my parents are both gospel singers. And so it started really at home one day back in the day in the 80s, I guess. We had a tape player. And so I was recording with my dad at home and we started recording music. And from that day, he was like, oh yeah, you're going to be in the industry. So I've just been singing ever since then in the choirs and performing all around. Sacramento is where I'm from. Okay. And now I'm in the Los Angeles area, so doing the same thing.
Very nice. I love it. Now, you've been co-hosting recently. I seen that you got to go on the red carpet with Jackie Watson, which is with Watson Headquarters.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How exciting.
Oh my gosh, Jackie is a hoot, first of all. And second, yes, the Beverly Hills Film Festival. She had me come out there with her and I'm doing some reporting and some behind the scenes footage. It was awesome. It was so fun to meet a lot of these celebrities that I grew up watching. And really, I just use it as a testament to the favor of God, honestly, because, you know, the journey has not been as easy, you know, as I would like it to be, but to be in that state, in that forum was just very exciting, very humbling.
Yeah, that I had to watch all the behind the scenes. It looked like it was a blast. So now, has gospel always been your niche, or have you played around with other genres of music?
Oh, definitely played around with other genres of music. I think a well-rounded musician or singer has to learn or know something about a different genre. I've sang R&B. I still sing R&B every now and then. I have a couple R&B tracks on my album. I grew up in the choirs at school and things, doing opera as well, classical music. So I am a well-rounded singer, musician. So definitely, but gospel is what brings me the most joy. I will say that. That's where I feel the most content, the most comfortable. And I just feel the presence of God when I sing gospel music.
Amen. So. I know you, you absolutely, by seeing you, you know, live on Instagram and everything, you absolutely radiate joy. And that's what I love about when I see you on there with Jackie, because she radiates joy too.
Oh yes,
absolutely love it. I have a silly question. Did you ever see yourself doing anything other than music?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And in a totally different realm. I originally wanted to be a pediatrician.
Okay.
So that's what I started off going to school with, was to be a pediatrician. And now I'm like, okay, I'm in the entertainment field. I love it. I never thought about the movie side of things, like working with Jackie,
right,
with Watson Headquarters. So that part is interesting and opening up a whole new side for me. But I did, yes, I did originally want to be a doctor.
Rock it. So, now, I know you went to college as well. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us your journey with that?
Definitely. So I'll kind of go back to that, the Dr. Phil thing. So I went to school, starting off in as pre-med, but there was a I went to Fresno Pacific University, which is a Christian university. And so I went there and we had a what we called college hour. So it was a church service. And there was a group there that was really petitioning people to come to this conference and, maybe think about changing your major or, to a Christian field. And I literally felt the Holy Spirit in that service. And I was like, man, I think I'm going to change from pre-med going to the more Christian aspect. I had grew up, in the gospel realm, in church. And that just felt so right. And so the journey was not easy, especially being a woman minister, a woman involved. And, we still have that stigma in the church, which is sad, but we're moving forward. So that's kind of where it all started too, a little bit was in college. I kind of changed my whole shifted everything around to end up getting a degree in ministry and business.
Very
So,
nice. Very nice. Now,
thank
you
you.
have a daily devotional out. Tell us about
I
that.
do. That daily devotional I started writing when I was very young, doing like creative stories and things like that. So I just took everything that I've learned and started it. Well, actually, it started with me sending out inspirational text messages to people in my contact list. And people were inspiring me and say, hey, you should put this in a book. This would inspire other people. And so one day I said, okay, well, let's do it. I'll put it all together. And I created Good Morning Loves, which is my daily devotional. So that's now for anybody to purchase online.
And for anybody that's reading the bio, okay, because the video is also downloadable, but if you're reading the bio, I'm going to put links to all of everything, your
Please,
website and your
thank you.
music. So that way you got to check out her daily devotional. She's got some merchandise. Her music is amazing. She
Thank
has
you.
a voice that will set your soul on, well, I
Oh,
don't want to say
praise
fire,
God.
on light. It will
Thank
light you up. Yes, in a good way. Not a bad way, a good
you. Right.
way.
Not a bad way. Not a
Yes, a good way. So now, it was in January that you released your latest album, Conversations. Can you tell our
Yes.
audience about that?
Yeah, so that just came out January 30th. Conversation started off as just a single the year before. I had experienced some death in my family. My 7-year-old goddaughter had passed away. And so it really hit home to me. And one day I was just sitting at home and writing. My brother actually made that track, produced the track, and he let me have it. And I started writing the lyrics to it. And it's simply a conversation between me and God and just talking to him about some of the people that have passed away and just how I was feeling and just feeling kind of down in the dumps, and so just that's simply a prayer for me. And so from the conversation single, people were like, oh, we love that song, and it was reaching more than the church. And that's exactly what I want. I don't want to just reach people that are in church. I want to reach people everywhere.
I know that it's been able, as of right now, to reach people of all backgrounds and
Oh, yeah.
cultures.
Yeah.
And tell us how it's crossing boundaries and opening the hearts of those that listen to it.
Oh my gosh, I've gotten so many like direct messages and text messages of people that are saying this song just resonates with me. Talking about, how they've lost loved ones or how they feel like they grew closer to God just through that song. It's been played on R&B stations. It's been played on gospel stations. It's been played on different types of stations. And I just love the fact that it's reaching people in that way.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Now, how was it? Okay. Are you working on anything now that you've had that come out? Are you working on anything behind the scenes that you can let us in on?
Oh, that's a good question, Dawn. Actually, I just got off the phone with my producer. Shout out to Will Fabing out there. We just talked yesterday. We're going to start working on some new music. So I've got some singles coming out maybe in the summertime. So look for that. Also working on some music for some TV shows as well. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. How about
I was going to
that?
ask you, how was it working on it? But I know how it was working on it. It was a lot of work. And I was like, what are we working on? That want to follow you and keep up with everything that you've got going on, where can they follow you at?
Oh my gosh. Well, good luck with keeping up. But no, you can follow me on all my social media. I'm on Instagram. It's at Jaylenae Music. Also on Facebook, Twitter. I'm anywhere you anywhere there's music, there I am. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Tidal, Spotify. That's where you can find me. So if you
Yep,
want to
and
keep
it's
track.
J dot LANET.
Yes, there you go.
Yes,
You got it.
dot
You got
com.
it. You got it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, well, I can't wait to come out there and meet you. I know that I haven't
Yes.
announced officially yet, but let's announce it.
Let's
I'm
do it.
bringing a new podcast. Well, taking a new podcast to California. So there's going to be a lot more exciting stuff coming up. And I know that I'll be getting to work with you and getting to
Oh,
work with
yes.
Jackie and getting to sit
Yes.
down with people and getting one-on-one conversations.
Yes.
Yes, that a lot of people don't get to have. And lots of interesting topics and conversations coming your way.
Yes, I am so
So
excited for you, Don.
I
I
am
can't wait till you
too.
get here.
I know, I can't either. I know, right? So, well, I want to thank you so much for being a new guest. And
No
it
problem.
has been great having you on here. And can you give us
A little something.
a little something?
Yes. I can do that for you. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of conversations. How
All
about
right,
that?
great.
All right. Was it true when you said you love me forever, unconditionally? And was it true when you said you be by my side through my darkest valleys? Lord, I need you to guide me and love me forever. Yes. And I want you. I can't make it in this life without you. No. How about that?
That gave me chills. That gave
Oh,
me goosebumps. It did, girl. My fuzz is standing up. I can't really say hair, but I got some peach fuzz. Good. You're awesome.
Thank you
So
so much. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
go visit jaylene.com, get her latest album, Conversations, get her daily
Yes,
devotional,
please.
and follow her now.
Please, now, right
Yes,
now. And
right
it's
now.
JaylenaeMusic.com.
jaylenemusic.com.
That's it.
That's
That's
it.
it.
And I'll put a link to it, and I will link it to everything in the
Perfect.
bio.
Thank you
You're
so much.
welcome. This has been a new podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.